You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish wraps up our powerful week on the gift of miracles by addressing a critical question. How do we walk in the power of God without pride or performance? Because miracles are not about putting on a show, they're about glorifying Jesus. Our key verse is Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take care not to practice your righteousness in the sight of people, to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. We have spent this week uncovering what the gift of miracles really is, seeing how it worked through Jesus and his apostles, confronting the unbelief that chokes it out, and learning how to position ourselves to walk in it daily. But now, before we close this week, there's one more thing that we need to talk about, and that is motives. Because God is not just concerned with what flows through us. He's also watching what's going on inside us. There is a real danger in operating in power without purity, in moving in miracles without maturity, and in walking in authority but forgetting intimacy. So today we are talking about what it means to carry the gift of miracles without falling into pride, platform building, or performance-based faith. So let's take a moment to explore what Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 6. He starts with this warning: take care not to practice your righteousness in the sight of people to be noticed by them. But why? Because the temptation to turn something holy into something hollow is real. You can do the right thing with the wrong motive and miss the reward from your Father in heaven. And in the context of miracles, that means that we must constantly ask ourselves, are we pointing people to Jesus or drawing attention to ourselves? Are we serving people or using people to build our name? Are we moving in love or performing for applause? Jesus never entertained crowds. He served them. He moved in compassion. He didn't need to prove anything. He only did what the Father showed him. That's the model, and that's the heart that we must carry. Now, here is where it can get dangerous. Pride always follows power that isn't surrendered. So let's look at King Uzziah in 2 Corinthians chapter 26. He started off strong. Verse 5 says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him successful. But later in verse 16 it says, but when he became strong, his heart was proud, so that he acted corruptly. He stopped depending on God and started believing in his own hype. He tried to step into the role of the priest, something that God never called him to do, and God struck him with leprosy. That's what pride does. It blurs the line between your glory and God's glory, and it always ends in collapse. If you want to walk in the miraculous for the long haul, you have to stay low. You have to stay humble. Stay hidden in Christ. This reminds me of Acts chapter 8 with Simon the sorcerer. When he saw the apostles laying hands on the people and receiving the Holy Spirit, he offered money. He wanted the appearance of power without the surrender that real power requires. And Peter rebuked him sharply, saying, may your silver perish with you, because you thought that you could acquire the gift of God through money. Simon wanted to buy what only comes by brokenness. And this still happens today. People try to manipulate miracles to grow a brand, to increase influence, or to elevate themselves. But God's gifts are never for sale. They're for service. The gift of miracles are holy. And when it becomes entertainment or ego fuel, it stops being a move of God. Now let's shift to the right posture. Jesus was the most powerful and the most humble. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7 says, "Although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself." Jesus emptied himself, and yet he healed the sick. He walked on water. He multiplied food. He cast out demons, and he raised the dead. He could have put on a show, but instead he told people not to speak about certain miracles. He withdrew to pray. He wept. He washed feet. And in that day, washing the feet was the job of the lowest servant. And this is what it means to follow Jesus: walking in authority without ever losing humility. God is looking for people who can handle the weight of glory without turning it into self-promotion. So with that said, how do you stay grounded while walking in power? Here are four key ways. Number one, stay rooted in intimacy. Luke chapter 5, verse 16 says, "But Jesus himself often slipped away into the wilderness and prayed." The greater the miracles, the deeper your private life with God must be. Don't let public power replace personal prayer. Stay on your face before God. Keep your heart soft. Let his presence shape you. Intimacy is your anchor. Without power, it will consume you. Stay in the secret place with the Lord. Number two, keep accountability in place. Even the most anointed people need correction. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." You need voices in your life who aren't impressed by your gifting. People who can challenge your motives, ask tough questions, and keep you grounded in truth. Power without accountability is a recipe for spiritual abuse or burnout. You're not meant to carry the weight of the miraculous alone. Stay submitted. Number three, celebrate what God does, but always point back to Jesus. When miracles happen through you, it's okay to celebrate, but never let it become about you. In Luke chapter 10, the disciples returned amazed. "Even the demons are subject to us in your name." And Jesus responded, "Do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." Miracles are a byproduct of who we are in Christ, not the proof of our worth. Stay amazed in Jesus, not at yourself. Number four, discern the difference between faith and performance. You don't have to stir up miracles by hype. You don't need the perfect atmosphere, the loudest music, or the biggest crowd. God moves through faith, not formulas. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, Jesus healed two blind men and said, "It shall be done for you according to your faith." Not according to your volume or your charisma or emotional intensity. If your faith is in him, not your ability, miracles will follow. But if you start performing, God will pull you back because he shares his glory with no one. And this ties us into the final warning from Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 through 23, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, didn't we not cast out demons? And in your name, perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Leave me, you who practice lawlessness.'" That verse should sober every single one of us, because miracles are not proof of our salvation. They're not evidence of closeness with God. You can move in the gifts and still not know the giver. You can move in power and still miss heaven if you don't walk in obedience and relationship. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. What is your motive for wanting the gift of miracles? Is it to glorify Jesus or to gain attention? Is it to serve the body or to elevate yourself? Are you walking in private surrender or public performance? Because here's the reality. God wants to release miracles through you, but he will only entrust great power to those who walk with great humility. It's like Uncle Ben said in Spider-Man, "With great power comes great responsibility." Now, as we finish this up, take this with you. The gift of miracles, it's not a trophy. It's a tool. It's not about building platforms. It's about breaking chains. It's not about being seen. It's about Jesus being revealed. So walk in power, but walk in purity. Pray boldly, but stay broken before the Lord. Lay hands on the sick, but never stop laying your heart before the Father. Let the miracles flow, but let your life always point to the miracle worker. And with that, that wraps up our series on the gift of miracles. And next week, we continue through the gifts of the Spirit with a fresh dive into the gift of prophecy. What it is, how it works, and why the church desperately needs it today. So until then, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again next week as we keep diving into God's Word together.